A Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. Jordan George, the men's hockey team, with us. Congratulations on the win and the great night on Saturday, Georgie.
Yeah, thanks. You know, it was the win Saturday night was much needed. You know, we were losing there for a bit. We weren't playing very good hockey, and we got back to Beaver hockey and got it done.
Some may say, all right, George and Reed are back together. They both had great nights. They need to stay there. What makes you guys so good, number one, and do you personally feel like it's maybe best for the team if you're together or better if you guys are apart?
Oh, I think, you know, anybody that plays with Matt Reed's going to be good. It's going to be, you know, be a good line together, but he just, you know, he can find it. He can make the plays. You know, he's always in the right spot, so I think it's good to be played together. You know, it's just a lot easier.
If I have to bring up one bad thing from Saturday, how many goals do you think you should have had? So you had a couple right around the net that didn't find their way in.
Yeah, I could have had easily 4 or 5 goals there, but I don't know. You know, it's just good we got the win. It doesn't matter how many goals I got, you know, just as long as we get back to playing our hockey.
Well, a 5-goal weekend wouldn't have been the only one in the WCHA. They don't happen very often. They're not very easy. Imagine if you would have lost. How frustrating would have you been, you know, knowing that you had a couple that you didn't get?
Yeah, I mean, it's always in the back of your mind, but, you know, I missed a couple there with about 2 minutes left when we had a 3-goal lead, so I wasn't too worried, just having fun there. Reed kept setting me up, and I couldn't get it home, so maybe next time.
How important just psyche of the team was the win on Saturday?
Oh, I mean, it was huge. I mean, it gets us momentum going into this weekend, you know. We're playing a struggling Michigan Tech team, but we can't overlook that. You know, they're in this league. Everybody's good in this league, and we got to come out and play our hockey for 120 minutes this weekend.
You can say we got to play well. They're a good team. You look in the standings, and they're struggling. How difficult is it to get yourself ready to go for a weekend knowing that the team you're playing is really struggling?
I mean, I think you prepare the same each weekend. I mean, it helps a little bit that the Winter Carnival is there. There's a lot of buzz around there about that. But, I mean, you just got to prepare yourself like you're playing like the playoffs every game now. We only got 8 games left, so we got to make a run here.
Got to ask you, you're from Wisconsin. Were you cheering on Sunday night or not?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I'm a Packers fan. Not a big football fan, but I'll root for the Packers.
How about your family? I mean, you got a ton of family in there. How many diehards are there?
There's on my mom's side and my stepdad's side. There's a ton. They think they threw a Super Bowl party there, so they're pretty excited.
Good luck this weekend, Georgie.
Thanks, Shotzi.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.